This man gives us the honor of his presence every Monday through Friday here on The Breakfast Club. We nominate him as our meteorologist, and he accepted it. That's Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, and thank you for that honor.
That's right.
That's about it.
that is about it. Well, you know, it was 16 at my house this morning, 16.
Yeah, cold. Figured it would be in the teens, clear skies, calm winds, and it'll cloud up today. You know, there could be a flurry, but I think the air is so dry, you're not going to see much. 35 to 40 for the high. Tonight, not as cold, partly cloudy, 25 to 30. Periods of sun and clouds, how about mid-40s Wednesday? Not bad for the beginning of December. Thursday, cloudy and windy, a few showers around, especially in the morning, 45 to 50. And then partly sunny and windy, mid-40s Friday. And over the weekend, I would think about the same thing. I think partly cloudy skies over the weekend and highs probably somewhere between 40 and 45 degrees. So for the first weekend of December, it looks pretty quiet. I don't really see any big storms on the horizon. What about that?
Well, I think that's good news.
I think so. I mean, I'm no way, shape, or form complaining. That's for sure. How, let me see something. December, first few days, cloudy and windy with showers in our long-range forecast. That's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
First few days. And then, of course, next week, first week, chance of snow, clouds, and cold. I didn't say chance of a big snow. I just said a chance of snow, yeah. Clouds, and cold. So we'll see what happens. There is a system that the models have been working with, like for later Monday into Tuesday. But I just don't know if it's going to be, you know, like, you know, a big system or a major system. It doesn't look that way right now. But we'll see. You know, I took a look at the American GFS, which is, you know, the longer range. One of the longest range models that we have, by the way, is the GFS. It goes out through 15 days. And I'm looking at it right now, valid for the 15th day right now, is valid for Thursday, December 16th. And really not much to talk about. I can't believe that in 15 days, they really don't have, quote, a major winter storm scheduled for New England or the Northeast. And I find that very hard to believe, but you know what? Stranger things have happened, right?
Well, that's the whole thing, Gabe. I mean, you start off with something, and then you add the fact that that we have the climate we have, and then you add in the, it's like putting pepper and salt in soup. You know, you just don't know how it's going to turn out.
well, that's true. I guess so.
Really, I mean, you know, yeah. You can put, once you put too much in, it's gone. And if you put too little in, it doesn't taste good. And so once you add climate change into your forecast, I think the pressure is on you guys more and more each year.
Yeah, especially in view of some of the modeling that I've seen so far in the last few weeks, just not consistent at all. Not at all. Yesterday I was looking at the Canadian model, and we have the ability to go back to the previous run to compare it.
Yeah.
And the previous run of the Canadian model yesterday, for this goes down for 10 days out, had a storm near Atlanta, Georgia. And I see snow flying up the Appalachians. And I said to myself, oh, brother, this could be like, you know, turn out to be a nor'easter, could be a biggie. So I wait for the next run of the Canadian. Same time, the low is north of Toronto. So you went from a low that was near Atlanta, now the low is near Toronto. And that's a complete whole different ballpark, because we're alone near Toronto, we're in the mild air, and we're having rain. So there's no consistency at all. And that's only 12-hour difference in the model run. So a complete shift. I don't know what's going to happen this winter. I agree with you. I think it's going to be a rough one.
And just, you know, we're going to go by it day by day.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we could do. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of times people are going to say, oh, boy, these weather guys, they just don't know what they're talking about. First, they predict snow on Saturday. Then they say it's going to rain. Then they say, oh, now it's going to snow on Sunday. And, I mean, this is definitely what we're going to have to face. There's no doubt about it. Right. So, you know, it's a good thing that, you know, I have salt and pepper hair, and it's more salt than pepper. Because if it wasn't, it would definitely, I think by the time this year is over, or the winter season's over, it would have been all salt.
Well, I've got pepper hair, but that's because I put extra pepper on it.
You were just talking about that, weren't you? Yeah.
Yeah, I've got extra pepper on my hair because I didn't like all the salt that was there. We got a listener, James, who's out in Los Angeles, and he's listening to us this morning, streaming live, Pat. Los Angeles. And the weather out there is been okay, right?
Right now, I mean, you have to remember that in Los Angeles right now, it is 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, yeah, just about 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Right now in Los Angeles at the airport, they have fog. Fog, it's about 1/8 of a mile in fog, 55 degrees at the airport. But they're basically calling for early fog and then sunny skies. And anywhere from 70 right along the shore, you know, the beaches, to about 80 inland. Not bad, huh?
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Well, anyways, we say good morning to him. And I've got a list in front of me, Rotten Tomatoes, the top movies right now. The House of Gucci is one. Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City is two. Ghostbusters Afterlife is three. I don't know how to pronounce this. Encantano is number four. The Eternals is number five. King Richard, about, of course, the father of the tennis stars, is six. Tick, Tick, Boom, Pat, there you go, is seven.
Wow.
Red Notice is eight, and the original Ghostbusters is nine, and Dune is number 10. So there we go.
But interesting.
The new Ghostbusters is meant to be done pretty good. And so along with that, people then who haven't seen the original Ghostbusters are obviously going out and buying it and streaming it. Just so they can get the whole context.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Right. But you like Tick, Tick, Boom, right?
I thought that was really, really good. Yeah. Right. Very, very good. And I told you, the guy that played Spider-Man, he's in that. He plays the lead.
Well, what did people say about it? Let's see here. Makes a musical magic out of a story focused on the creative process. An impressive feat for a debuting director. There you go. It stars Andrew Garfield, Alexandria Shipp, Vanessa Hudgens, and Bradley Whitford. So there you go.
So, yeah, I think you will enjoy it. I think when you watch it, you'll enjoy it, Marshall.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to it yet, but I might get to it today. Who knows? Yeah, I might get to it today.
Right.
I've been catching up on all the old episodes of Law and Order.
You like that, huh?
Well, I started watching. It's the great thing about streaming. You can go back to season one, and there's 25 seasons of this, okay?
Wow.
And there's 20-some episodes a year. So I kind of like going back to season one on these things. And then slowly following them through and see how the characters develop, how they die off, how they come on. It's kind of fun, and the main constant through all the episodes is Sam Watterson. He's the main constant. He's not in like the first year. I think the first year or two, they had somebody else do that role, but ever since then he's the constant. So.
Yeah, I told you many years ago we used to do that. We did that show for many years. I would say we maybe the first 8 or 9 years we did Law and Order, and then they decided to bag the Weather Service. Most of it, of course, is shot in New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was watching an episode 2 days ago, and you recognize places. They were shooting. They had horse racing, and they were shooting in New Jersey.
Meadowlands?
Monmouth Racetrack.
Oh, Monmouth, okay.
And you could see it, and even though it was 20 years old, you could still see it was Monmouth. So it's kind of interesting to watch those things, and you see the difference between Monmouth now and then. Well, anyways, that's the movie scene, that's the weather scene. Just rolling right along, nothing big.
No, nothing at this point to worry about, so everybody sit back, relax, and do whatever you need to do as far as the holidays are concerned and enjoy it.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you mañana.
Okay, sounds good, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.